morning. God is good.
I was told that my father was a barber. My father got killed when I was 7 years old, but I often heard that he was a barber. Maybe that stuck in my head that I wanted to be like my father.
Come up here and form a line. Are you getting a haircut? Okay, the line starts behind this man. So this is the line right here.
Mr. Eric approached me and asked me, did I still want to volunteer and cut hair? I had asked him that before I went to prison when I had my own stuff. My name's LaAnthony Bernard Ponder.
I want you to do something because I want it to look nice.
Okay, I was about in the 10th grade. I just picked up some clippers and started cutting. Then when I get shipped off to prison, that's where I normally work in the barber, population barber. So I've got plenty of practice, you know, unfortunately.
Then I thought about letting it grow and plant it.
Right.
Yeah, but it won't grow at the top.
Before I went, I had tools, right? I was staying at a boarding house, and I got arrested that night, and everything got left there. So when I came out this time, I didn't have anything.
Cut me up then.
Sit up straight as you can, help me back.
I got out on a Tuesday, August 18th. I got home in Macon at 10:30 at the bus station, and I didn't know where to go. So I actually went to my uncle's house and slept in his old truck in the backyard. So Mr. Eric, we had a conversation, and he said he had a way that he could buy all the tools for me, and that if I worked so many times cutting hair, that he would donate them to me.
I got a birthday coming up too.
Yeah, me too.
Feel wonderful to make another birthday.
Mine's Wednesday.
How old you been?
50.
When they sit in the chair, you know, they're under my command, basically.
Take that down
some? No, just cut it off.
Okay, just leave your
mustache. Yeah, trim this up.
You know, and they get a lot of good stuff from them, and I give them something back.
My son will be here Tuesday. I want him to see daddy look good, not like a bum. Praise God.
I want to give him some hope, like I have. Yeah, that's my aim, give him hope. Let him know there is hope, yeah.
How things going? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still over there. I'm waiting to get. I went and talked to a lot of people downtown about a job, but they just said as of now.
Right.
I think they're looking for high school students that graduated last year, didn't go in the military.
Right. It makes me get outside of myself, you know.
So they say around about December they'll try to consider.
I've learned. Just let stuff go now. I'm better. I'm better. This last trip in prison made me better in a lot of areas. In the past, I wouldn't have been that way.
Thanks a lot.
All right, keep me in prayer.
Okay.
All right, brother.
I prayed a lot and asked God to change a lot of things about me. Really. Prayed a lot. I know it's not complete yet, but things are still, I'm still changing.
Yeah. Pray for the barber. That's my payment. Pray for the old barber.
All right.
Bought me a nice, you know, outfit.
Yeah.
So I just, I get the sense that.